Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn. We've been having a powerful week talking about how much God loves you. So many people just really struggle to believe that God loves them because maybe they're struggling in life, or maybe life's just beating them up. And usually I find it's a combination of both, that I've made maybe some unwise decisions that have caused some consequences, or that maybe somebody else makes a selfish decisions that affect me. And usually I find that when I'm going through a desert season of life, that usually it's a combination of both. And we've been talking about it the first two programs, just trying to encourage you, give you hope about how much God loves you. And had two really good programs so far this week. If you miss those, they're only 14 minutes long. I would encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today, and remind you again that you can subscribe on iTunes or Podbean, and we will send those to you automatically each day after we have done the programs on the radio. But I want to talk to you today. We started yesterday talking about John Ortberg's outstanding book called Love Beyond Reason. And one of the things we talked about yesterday, he talks about that we are the beloved of God. And, you know, you hear that word, you know, maybe you're like me, kind of like, well, what do you mean beloved? What is that? And it simply means to be greatly loved. Beloved means to be greatly loved. And I want to remind you that, you know, no one can love us like God. And I found this article by Meg Butcher a few months ago. She wrote it back in May for a website called ibelieve.com. And it really spoke to me because, you know, she just shared with us about, you know, God, no one loves us like God. He is love. God spoke the world into existence with love. And Jesus is the greatest expression of God's love for us so that his great love can live in us. We are his beloved children. I mean, means we're greatly loved, and we're undeserving of God's love, yet he chose us to receive it. And I want to remind you of that today. Some of you, maybe like me, many years ago made the greatest decision you'll ever make and surrendered your one and only life to Jesus and said, this is where my hope is. But life's just kind of been hard and beating you up, and you were like, I kind of lost that hope. And I just want to remind you that, you know, we're not deserving of God's love, but because he loves us, he pursues us. And, you know, it's just such a great reminder in Genesis chapter 3. I was talking with my friend Sherry Matherly recently, and we were just talking about love and how much God loves us. And, you know, she was reminding me about how much she loves the story in Genesis where God, after Adam and Eve had sinned and ate the apple from the one tree that they couldn't and weren't supposed to. And, of course, then they realized right from wrong, and they hid from God in the garden. And they were hiding amongst the trees. But God loves us so much that he pursued them, not in a bad way, but he pursued them in chapter 3, verse 9, Genesis, very first book of the Bible. It says, the Lord called to them and said, where are you? And Adam answered, I heard you in the garden, said, I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. And, you know, it's so beautiful that, to me, this story here, this illustration, Genesis chapter 3, that God, okay, sometimes as kids, when we've done something wrong, we disobey our parents, we'll try to hide, or we've done something wrong to a friend or coworker, we kind of avoid them, don't we? And yet I'm so thankful that God didn't avoid Adam and Eve, and he doesn't you today, that he pursued them, not in a bad way, but just asked, hey, where are you? And, of course, then we confess like Adam did, well, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid. And yet God pursued us, and that's what love does. Love pursues you. And, friends, yes, God, the Bible says God disciplines those he loves. But he doesn't discipline out of anger. And unfortunately, a lot of us, maybe you were disciplined out of anger. And, you know, we've all made mistakes. I have, you know, when we do things out of anger, we just do because we're human. But the fact of the matter is God doesn't discipline out of anger. He disciplines out of love. I love that in the Bible. It tells us that God disciplines those he loves. But I've found a lot of times in my life, he waits quite a while because he hopes that we'll get it right and we'll turn away, we'll repent, turn away and go the other direction for whatever it is that separates us from God, which is what sin does. And yet, I think if you look at the word sin, S-I-N, what's the middle letter? I. When I make decisions because I want this, even though I know it's not God-honoring, then eventually God in his love, he disciplines us. And maybe that's you're in a season of being disciplined, but that does not mean that God doesn't love you. And we'll remind you, 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, it says, God is love. And that's where our hope is. And how much God loves us, not how much others love us. And I just want to encourage you and remind you to read God's word, because that's where we really, really find how much God loves us. And, you know, there's no mistake about it. When you read God's word, it will change your heart. It will change your mind. It will change your life. And I've seen you do that in mine over and over again. And, you know, some of you, I know you're like, I'm struggling to find time to do that. And that's one of the things with Hope is Here. Maybe you're like, I oversleep in the morning and I can't change. I don't have time to spend time with God, but how can I change habits? And I know people that they'll listen to Hope is Here while they're getting ready in the morning for work or for school or the kids. And they listen those 14 minutes while they're in the shower, shaving, just getting dressed, and gets their hearts filled. And there's so many ways that God wants to do that. And so I pray that you'll take advantage of that. But I love that in 1 John chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, it says, there's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because God first loved us. And so I just want to remind you that today, that you don't have to be afraid of love, of God's love or his discipline, just like we talked about Adam and Eve earlier here, that they hid from God after they knew what right and wrong was and sin eating the apple. But God just reminds us later on in his word, 1 John 4:18 and 19, there's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. And that's God's way of saying, I love you, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because God first loved us. And that is so powerful today. And maybe you need to write that verse down on a post-it note and place it in your bathroom mirror and near the coffee pot and in the dashboard of your car and on your laptop and maybe as a reminder in your phone. But 1 John 4:18 and 19 there about there's no fear in love because perfect love drives out fear is so powerful and reminds us at the end there we love because God first loved us. I also want to remind you the scriptures that show that you are beloved. God is our strength and our refuge and ever-present help in trouble. So that's Psalm 46:1. Are you in trouble today? Go to God. He will be your strength. He'll be your refuge, your protector, your safe place. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 says, the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. I'm going to say that part again in Zephaniah 3:17. God will quieten you by his love. And friends, that's one of the biggest benefits of spending time with Jesus is that it quietens your spirit. When you have anxiety and you have restlessness, it's so huge just to spend 5 minutes, 10, if you can do 15, if not, just start with 3 or 4 minutes. But when you do that, God will He will just give you that peace that passes all understanding that the Bible talks about. And I love that song based on Zephaniah 3:17 that Hillsong made, produced, and this was probably the number one song several years ago called Mighty to Save. My Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. And maybe you need to YouTube that song, Mighty to Save by Hillsong, and pull it up with the lyrics and just read that and sing that over and over while you're driving between appointments or going to pick up your kids or just to help get your spirit encouraged. One of my favorite verses that I share on here on Hope is Here that brings me a lot of hope and reminds me that I am beloved, that I am loved by God, is Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. It says, because of God's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. God never gets tired of being compassionate. Now, unlike me, sometimes when I don't get a lot of sleep or I haven't eaten and I get hangry, you know, you get hungry and a little bit angry. Don't be judging me out there. Yeah, I know that there's a lot of you just like that too. Okay. But you know what? God's compassions never fail. And I love, it goes on to say in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23, they are new every morning. God's compassions are new every morning. In other words, you get a fresh start. I'm so thankful that God didn't make up our years in like 5 days or 365 days, or obviously they're a little different when it's leap year, okay? Give or take a day. But the fact of the matter is, every day, 365, we get a fresh start. A lot of people are sports fans like I am, and you know, that's what I love about sports. People, you mess up, you hear coaches say all the time, I heard it growing up and you hear it now, just got to play the next play. Whether you turn over, you know, you fumbled, you've intercepted, you shot an air ball, whatever the case may be, okay? That, you strike out, whatever sport you want to use, the analogy, that you get a fresh start every day with God. In sports, you get another game. Of course, the season ends, and that's why I love being a follower of Jesus. The season never ends, okay? There's not, like basketball, maybe a 30-game season, or I think the NBA's 82 games, and football, I think college football, UK is 12 games, high school, I believe, is 11 games. My point being is, I love that we get a fresh start because God loves you so much. He loves us that every morning we get a new start. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 24 reminds us, great is God's faithfulness. And it goes on to say in verse 24, that the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. So when you realize that God loves you and that he's compassionate, very compassionate, and that his compassions never fail and they're new every morning, and great is God's faithfulness, then you can wait for him patiently. And I want to encourage you today while you're waiting. That's why I'm doing this series this week on love, that God still loves you and he has not forgotten you. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3 reminds us of this love. It says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. And friends, when we go through a breakup, whether it's, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, or whether it's through a job, and they just say, hey, I'm sorry, but your position has been eliminated. We don't need your services anymore. Or through the ultimate rejection of a divorce, and somebody says, hey, I'm sorry, I just don't love you anymore. We have to go back to be reminded how much God loves us. And that Jeremiah 31:3, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have continued my faithfulness to you. And I remind you of God's love again. We shared it yesterday in Romans chapter 5, verse 6, 8. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So I want to remind you today of how much God loves you, that he is with you, he is a mighty warrior who saves, and he takes great delight in you. And so stand on those promises of what God says to you, and remember that you are beloved by God. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.